Some parts of the United States are experiencing a shortage of cement. The United States normally imports about 20% of its cement, but a worldwide building boom and high shipping rates have drastically cut imports and driven prices upward. From Tucson, Ted Robbins reports.
Picture a cylinder the size of a factory smokestack, on its side, rotating, heated to 1,600 degrees inside. That's a cement kiln.
Bell cement kilns are the largest piece of moving industrial equipment in the world.
But even running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, plant manager Dave Biddle says the huge kilns at Arizona Portland Cement cannot meet demand for the product.
We would love to produce more cement.
A strong winter construction market depleted cement inventories in the Southwest and Southeast. The shortage may spread as the construction season picks up elsewhere.
They've actually started to allocate cement, giving certain customers a certain percentage of the material that we can make. So they're actually allocating cement in California the last 2 months. That could hit Arizona in July or August.
Cement is a fine gray powder made mostly from crushed and heated limestone with silica, iron, and calcium added. People often confuse cement with concrete.
Concrete is made up of sand, rock, and water and cement. And the cement is the glue that holds all that together and forms the concrete when you put it in forms and housing and freeways and runways and so forth.
About 10 miles away from the plant, thick, wet concrete slides down the chute of a cement mixer. It will form the pad or foundation of one of hundreds of homes being built in Marana, a sprawling suburb north of Tucson. Workers from Hardy Concrete spread the mixture on the ground. One of the largest buyers of cement in the state, the company uses enough every day to fill nearly 3 football fields a foot deep. And owner Bill Hardy says his costs just keep rising.
They're escalating at usurious rates. 5 years ago, the price of ready-mix concrete was $38 to $42 a yard. Today, we're at $68 to $70 a yard.
Housing analysts say the price hikes could add as much as $2,000 to the price of an average new home here. But Bill Hardy is skeptical. He says he's seen shortages like this before in his 30-year career.
This is another preemptive attempt at driving prices up again. There's plenty of cement, plenty of it. Every time they've come to a shortage in my career in the last, like I said, a few decades, someone has always came to the rescue. Oh, we found this pile of cement in Odessa, Texas. Oh, we found this pile of cement in Nebraska.
The Portland Cement Association, a trade group, says there are no stashed cement supplies, and increasing production is not that easy. New cement plants are enormously expensive, and they are considered a major source of smog-producing emissions. Arizona Portland Cement, for instance, wants to build a larger facility, but because its current plant has not met clean air standards, and because of opposition from the surrounding community, it's been waiting for a permit for 4 years. Again, plant manager Dave Biddle.
People don't like cement plants in their backyard. They just as soon have it in China or Mexico or somewhere else.
There are cement plants in China and Mexico. That's where cement is usually imported from, but not now.
China's economy is booming, as are other Far East countries. Their economies are booming, and instead of having to ship the cement over to the United States, they need the cement in their own countries.
On top of that, the cost of overseas shipping has risen sharply, in part due to the price of fuel. How far the cement shortage spreads and how long it lasts depends on the torrid pace of worldwide construction. If that keeps up, consumers in the U.S. may have to live with higher prices, construction delays, or both. For NPR News, I'm Ted Robbins in Tucson.